Grammy nominated, Stellar Award winner, Joe Pace. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Just fine.
Wonderful.
Joe, you're coming off of probably the strongest project that you've had. Tell us about that project and tell us about Speak Life.
Well, Speak Life was easily the most personal project I've done. It comes born totally out of some of the stress and strife and trials and triumphs and things that have been happening with me. And we wrote out of that, and primarily Speak Life was just a testament to a lot of things that I had written off, given up on, that God impressed upon me, that did I say that that was finished? Did I say it was over? You need to learn how to speak life, walk in a disposition of the fact that nothing's over until God says it's over. So we begin to write and we begin to pen. And if you follow the project through, the entire project is about not giving up, not quitting. God is good. God is faithful. You need to praise Him regardless of what's going on and watch Him manifest Himself in your situation.
Now, Joe, if you could have garnered a Grammy for that project, I know you would have been ecstatic. But that's not really what Joe Pace and his ministry is all about, is it?
No, it's, I mean, that is, those are great and those are nice. Even me being an artist is great, it's nice, but all it does is facilitate the rest of what it is I'm called to do. And that is to impact people in the body of Christ, the local church, where they are, to hopefully facilitate worship, to encourage, to empower, to enlighten, and hopefully encourage them to perhaps enhance the level of worship that's going on at the local level with people that do what they do every single day.
Our guest on the Praise Party, Joe Pace, Joe Pace of the Colorado Mass Choir. Joe, you are releasing the third in a series of that Sunday morning service series. Tell us all about this series. How did it come about?
Well, it's the Joe Pace Presents series, and you're right, it's the third in that series. And I went to Integrity about doing a worship series, a gospel-flavored, urban-flavored worship series that was supposed to be strictly a resource for the church. New music, new material that was easy to do, that was easy to sing, relatively easy to play, that you could teach a praise team 10, 15 minutes. It was all vertical music and music that could be done to enhance the worship service at any church from a variety of levels. So the first one we did was Let There Be Praise, and then the second one was Shake the Foundation. This is the third Sunday morning service. And in this one, we actually walked through an entire Sunday morning service. We start with call to worship, and I wrote songs specifically for every aspect of the church service. Call to worship, praise and worship. I wrote an offering song, wrote a communion song, invitation song, benediction, and you should be able to play it from start to finish and walk through the entire worship service. I remembered my days as a minister of music and how many times I sat on the organ like, wow, what are we going to do for the offering, or what are we going to do for the invitation right here? So hopefully this project, aside from being hopefully an enjoyable and enlightening a ministry tool for the listener, will be a resource for the local church to add to their repertoire of songs to hopefully uplift and enhance their Sunday morning service.
Joe Pace Presents Sunday morning service. Joe, the first single you're dropping is We've Come to Praise Him. You're definitely having that Sunday morning service. You're definitely praising Him. Why this single in particular? Are you dropping this particular single?
Well, primarily because we want to declare and establish what it is that we're doing, why we're here. This isn't about pomp or circumstances. This isn't about who I am. It's not even about the artist. It's not about any of that. It's about Him, His worship, His honor, His glory. So to set the atmosphere, as it were, and the tone, even nationally, as people begin to listen for what this project is all about and what we, in fact, should be all about and what our experience at church is all about, it's to worship him, honor him, and then it invites everybody to come on and let's do this together. So that was important to me as we went forward with the single, and we kind of combined today's sound. Also, you'll hear, you know, the song moves into the old, I've come to clap my hands and stomp my feet, and church. And that's what it is, that's what it's about, and, you know, so that's why we wanted to come strongly with establishing this atmosphere for the first single.
Now, the project drops August 24th?
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask you this. In your years in doing music, what's the difference when you first started out and with the difference in the type of music that we see now, more of a praise and worship type music? Or let me let you explain it to me, Joe.
Well, I think there are a couple of things that are happening. There's certainly also a lot of crossover that's taking place and acceptance that's happening both secularly and otherwise, and that has its benefits as long as we are responsible with that and what's happening. But this move in the area of praise and worship really is a grassroots movement. It's really a movement that's the people. It's because people are tired of the hype and they're tired of the jumping up and down and the this and the that, and they want music that facilitates a personal encounter with the Father.